Tuesday, January 21st. All day, I've been super depressed. I'm absolutely dreading having to check the Miss Know-It-All help boxes. I'm sure Lauren has already told Mr. Zimmerman that the only thing students were leaving for me was trash. My column is probably in danger of being canceled, and I haven't even answered my first letter yet. Anyway, by lunchtime, I felt like crying again. But I didn't, because I knew everyone in the cafeteria was just going to stare and whisper. Unfortunately, I couldn't avoid the inevitable. So, instead of going to the library to shelve books, I decided to hide out in the janitor's closet until all the students were in class and the halls were completely empty. My heart was pounding as I took a deep breath and stared at the rainbow help box in the hall near my locker. Then, I slowly removed the top and... to Miss Know-It-All. There were two letters inside! OMG! I was so relieved. Then, I raced down the hall to check the striped box right outside the cafeteria. There was a letter in there, too! And there was one letter in the smiley face box near the drinking fountain. And get this! Two letters in the metal box outside the newspaper room. I couldn't believe it. Chloe and Zoe's very chic marketing strategy had actually worked. Miss Know-It-All had gotten a total of 6 letters requesting advice. I was so happy. I did my Snoopy happy dance right there in front of the girls' bathroom. Because those letters were mine. All mine. Then, like the big dork that I am, I actually gave them all a very big hug. Squee! Miss Know-It-All is officially in business. And Mackenzie had better watch her back. I stayed after school to work on my first batch of Miss Know-It-All letters. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I don't normally do this sort of thing, 'cause I'll totally get called out for it, but here goes nothing. I'm a popular guy and a star athlete, and my girlfriend is a cute cheerleader. We've been together for 2 weeks. My life is pretty sweet, except that I keep my favorite hobby a huge secret from people because I am super embarrassed about it. The truth is, I love to bake. After a grueling day of football, I like to just chill out and make red velvet cupcakes. One day, my girlfriend almost caught me red-handed, but I lied and said my mom made them. She said the cupcakes were the best she'd ever had. I want to tell her the truth, but I'm afraid she'll laugh and break up with me. What should I do? Cupcake man. I suddenly remembered how shocked I was to find a cupcake cookbook in the boys' locker room when I was searching for my lost diary. The cookbook belonged to the football team captain, Brady Grayson. I can't believe he wrote this, I laughed to myself. How adorable. Dear Cupcake Man, I say you should own your mad cupcake skills. Don't hide them. There's nothing a girl wants more than a guy who's in touch with his sensitive side. Good for you. You should bake more red velvet cupcakes for your girlfriend since she likes them. But present them to her in a way that will knock her off her feet. You will so not get dumped if you tell her your secret with charm and humor. I promise. Best of luck, Miss Know-It-All. I was pretty happy with my answer. I just wished I could have gotten my hands on some of those yummy cupcakes. The next letter was possibly a prank, but I answered it anyway. Dear Miss Know-It-All, help me out with this one. The railroad track between Town A and Town B is 500 miles long. The blue train is scheduled to leave Town A for Town B at 2 p.m. The red train is scheduled to leave Town B for Town A at 3 p.m., but is delayed 95 minutes due to an engine problem. If the blue train travels at 35 miles per hour and the red train travels at 50 miles per hour, when will they meet? I hate math word problems. Do you think you could write down the answer on a sheet of notebook paper for me and stick it in locker number 108 before Friday? Thanks. Slacker Superstar. P.S. Make sure you show your work. A few of my brain cells died just reading that letter. I figured Slacker Superstar would get a higher score on his/her homework, turning in a paper with Brianna's drawing of a giraffe, than with my help. But I wrote my answer down on paper and stuck it in locker 108 as instructed. Dear Slacker Superstar, it took me a while, but I finally solved your very complicated math problem. Here is the answer. Do your own homework. And if you need help, try getting a math tutor. Best of luck, Miss Know-It-All. P.S. Please make sure you show your work. This next letter could have been written by me. I guess I'm not the only older sister with a bratty little sister or brother who drives her totally nuts. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I have a little brother who drives me absolutely crazy. He's always getting into my stuff, embarrassing me in public, and reading my diary. But that's not the worst of it. Whenever I'm forced to babysit him, something gets shattered into tiny pieces, eaten, including my homework, or burns to the ground. My parents always chew me out and tell me I need to take charge as his babysitter, but he won't do anything I tell him. How do I keep my sanity and control a wild six-year-old? Big Sister Blues. I really need to follow my own advice on this one. Dear Big Sister Blues, you have my deepest sympathy. I know how you feel because I have a sister just like that at home. All I can suggest is taking 2 Tylenol before babysitting and keeping the fire department on speed dial. To be honest, I really don't know how to deal with younger siblings either. You don't need Miss Know-It-All's help. You need an animal trainer. And when you find one who doesn't run away screaming, would you do me a huge favor and give me his number? Thanks. Miss Know-It-All. This next letter was a very deep and complex question most students ponder at some point in their lives, but it will forever remain unanswered. Dear Miss Know-It-All, what's in the meatloaf in the school cafeteria? Just curious. Dear Just Curious, have you ever wondered why that month-old piece of meatloaf lying next to the dumpster outside has never turned green? Ever asked yourself where all the chemicals go after you do lab experiments in science class? I'm just saying. Not trying to put any of our lovely cafeteria staff on blast, but that meat is probably injected with more preservatives than Madonna's face. But let's look at the positive side. If you eat it, you probably won't look a day over 13 years old when you graduate from college. Bon appetit, Miss Know-It-All.
Dear Miss Know-It-All, do girls really dig a guy who wears Buff body cologne? 'Cause the commercial says supermodels will fall in love with you if you buy it, and that would totally rock. Desperate Dude.
Dear Desperate Dude, I'm just shaking my head at this one. Commercials for boys are, by far, full of the most baloney I've ever seen. Those people are just taking you for a ride, dude. If you had to choose between wearing Buff body cologne or bug spray, please drench yourself in the bug spray. Buff body reeks, period. Don't waste your money. Girls will be happy if you just shower every day. Besides, we tend to fall in love with our hearts, not our noses. It's just that simple. Your friend, Miss Know-It-All. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I'm crushing on my Hollywood idol, and some people think I'm obsessed. Who isn't crazy about him? He's only perfect, amazing, talented, and super cute. I have all of his music and movies, millions of posters, and every piece of fangirl merchandise out there. I'm president of his official fan club, so nobody knows him better than I do, and nobody's more perfect for him than I am. My friends don't understand me either. At school, there's a guy named Alex who, I guess, kind of likes me. But I'm not interested because there's only one boy for me. My friends tell me I'm nuts for rejecting Alex and that I need to get in touch with reality. But I just know that my dream guy and I are meant to be. Is it so wrong to be in love? Starstruck.
Wow. Starstruck actually seemed to be really, really, starstruck.
But who hasn't been in love with that super cute guy on the cover of your fave CD or starring in your fave teen sitcom? I decided to tell her the truth, very gently. Dear Starstruck, there's nothing wrong with being in love, but sometimes people can mistake infatuation for love. You may think you know your idol because you've read about him, but you don't know him. Know what I mean? Sure, any girl would give her right arm to date him, but all they see is his celebrity image, not the real him. BTW, isn't he going steady with that cute Disney actress? I don't think you need to give up being a fan, but why not crush on that nice guy in your math class who makes you laugh? Love has a way of showing up where you least expect it. Your friend, Miss Know-It-All. I can hardly believe that when the next newspaper comes out tomorrow, I will kinda, sorta, be a published writer. Wow. Mom is going to be so proud that she'll put my first column on the refrigerator next to one of Brianna's crazy drawings. Hey, I'm just getting warmed up with this advice stuff. But this is the totally mind-blowing part. On my way out of the building, I checked all of my help boxes, and I'd gotten 14 more letters! Squee! Can you believe that? So, I'm going to wrap up this diary entry and get busy saving the world. Miss Know-It-All's work is never done.